hearings for this afternoon. Referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2353, Sussex CSG 2 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move we defer conditional use 2355, Sussex CSG 2 LLC for further consideration.
A second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2353, Sussex CSG 2 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2354, Sussex CSG 1 LLC.
Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2354 of Sussex CSG 1 LLC, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2354, Sussex CSG 1 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2372, Augusto Morales Morales.
I'll make a motion on this one. I think this guy needs to get an award for Environmentalist of the Year. Okay. Like, takes the stuff and feeds it. I mean, it's like the way things are supposed to work. Anyway, okay, I make a motion to defer, though, for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2372, Augusto Morales. I'm sorry, one Augusto, two Moraleses. Okay, Augusto Morales. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. For in the interest of the public who may not be frequent flyers here at Planning and Zoning, deferring action on an application simply means that we're not going to vote on it tonight, that we'll vote on it probably at the next meeting. That gives the commission a little more time to consider the evidence that's been presented and to construct the inappropriate motion. So just stay tuned, be looking at the next agenda. I guess our meeting is the 25th of May, and it's likely that it will be on that agenda. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2391, MRO Auto Repair LLC.
Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2391, MRO Auto Repair LLC, I make a motion to defer.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2391, MRO Auto Repair LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that kind of completes our agenda for the afternoon. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything else to add for the good of the order this evening, this afternoon?
Just the one update, Mr. Chairman, that I mentioned this at the last meeting. Staff are actively working at the moment on looking at your devices, and I think you've had them for a number of years right now. And as you can see, there's new technology in the room, and we haven't forgotten that your devices are in need of a bit of a refresh.
All right, great. Well, we're all looking forward to that. So, great. Anything else?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good. I was just going to say that in the future, we might want to consider that this has nothing to do with anything tonight necessarily, but if there are reports that are written or studies that have been done on things that come before us, that we make sure we have copies of those studies, such as, say, if someone... say, I don't know, Mr. Ed Otter looked at a property, he usually writes a report, and if that, we should make sure that's included in it, and that type of thing, or if Dr. Lene does, you know, just to make sure. I know that sometimes they say, well, there was nothing in there, and move on, but that should be there. And another thing I think we should start doing is saying that in subdivisions, they're private roads, but they're dedicated to public use. That should be written in there if it's not written in there, just because that's a question that I've been asked quite a bit lately.
Indeed.
So those are just two suggestions I'm making for
okay.
everybody to consider. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anything else? Yes, sir. Mr. Mears, you have a comment?
COVID's over. Everybody has the right to submit letters of opposition or support or attend our hearings. Are we ever going to get rid of the call-in?
Well, you know what? It's unusual that you would mention that. And Mr. Robertson's going to address that very issue.
That's been something that we've been behind the scenes looking at, and actually talked with council about, county council. So what we're going to actually do is put that on as an agenda item, just so it's sort of an official decision, whether to continue or not. If we decide not to do it, probably start at the beginning of July not doing it. You know, that way there's enough lead time with the agenda so that it's clear that we're not going to have call-ins.
Great.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I think what we need to consider is having the availability if somebody requests in advance for an accommodation, you know, for a specific reason maybe, but that's something we can talk about.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? All right. If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and